If you're into yourself, guess what you do? You make sure self is always comfortable, clean, and always taken care of because I live in self. But guess what happens when you become spiritual? You've denied the world, you've denied self, and you're conscious of the spirit man. Guess what you do now? I live to please God at the expense of myself and not conscious of what the world thinks about it. I don't care what they think about it, and I'm not here to live a comfortable life caring about me. I'm here to do the will of God. In sacrifices and offerings, you have had no pleasure. But lo, it is written in the volume of the book, I come to do thy will, O God. That's it. When you're a spiritual person, you're oblivious to what people think about you. You're not into you at all. I'm here to listen at the feet of Jesus Christ, get what he tells me to do and say and go and do it. It's the water pots. Mary finally told those boys filling those water pots, whatever he says to you, do it. That's it. A spiritual person is not here trying to gratify self. But there's a twisted gospel that tells you it's all right. What you like is all right. The kind of music you like, it's all right. Offer that. That's good. God will accept it. As long as we're singing something that is all right and got the words of the Bible in it. And, you know, no matter if it's just poetry, the beats. No, it ain't just poetry, the beats. Because the beats can speak. You got to come God's way. It's the highway, buddy. See, that good is good enough. Comes from an arrested state of underdevelopment whereby you don't know God. You don't know the essence of God and what he's really after. So you see here, he's after a spiritual person that will have, you would have died to the world, you would have died to self, and now the spirit man, the essence of that invisible you, is the one that God interacts with. Now the word spirit is the Greek word pneuma. Letting you know you're really a breath. You have an esoteric essence in you that is not physical. You are really a breath being. Remember the Bible says in Genesis, what did he say when he made man? Let's look over there real fast. Genesis chapter 2. When he made man, God is revealing what man is when he made us. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. So he formed a physical body made of dust, which means you're a clay man. You know, I don't know if he used a little spit or water, what he mixed the water, mixed you with. But God was a sculptor and he used dirt, clay, and formed up a physical body. So now you see, man is a physical body. But he's not ambulating, he's not walking around, he's not alive. So God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. You see the three components right there? All three components are in that scripture. A clay man, a physical body, a breath of life, which is where your spirit came from. He imparted from himself spirit. He breathed in. He inspired man and breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living or conscious soul. He became aware. And his eyes, that clay man's eyes flashed open. And he began to inspire and expire, breathing in and out. God turned him on with his own breath. But that breath he breathed in is what's still in us today, the essence of that breath. That's the real you. That's why when you kill a baby, you kill the life that God put in that baby. Because he's a spirit inside. An invisible man has been disallowed living in the physical world because you killed the tabernacle he expresses himself through. Abortion is murder, no matter what they try to make you believe. So you see now, you are a spirit at that point, but it makes you soulishly aware. You're a conscious soul, a living soul, the Bible calls it. Now, you're aware of your environment. When God made man like that, man was aware and conscious of God because God was his father. He had just breathed into man his essence, And God actually became his father because God inspired him. He gave him a piece of himself to bring him alive. So Adam only knew God as his father. He was perfect.
Man.
He had it made in the shade. Adam, when he was created, could say to a tree, move 5 feet to the left.
Man.
It moved. Because he was the offspring of God. And God had given him what? Dominion over these works on the earth. But when he failed, he lost all that ability because the spirit man had now been suffocated by the fact that the soulish part of him rose up to take dominion over the tabernacle. And what happened? He became self-gratifying. And at the expense of his spirit, where God wanted to inhabit him and deal with him and work through, he shut that part of him off. He became a dead spirit. The day you disobey me, God says, you'll surely die. Because what happened to his spirit? The Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost departed. He was still a spirit now, but the interaction of the Holy Ghost in his spirit detached. And when the Holy Spirit is not in an environment, well, you know what you got? A dead environment. The definition of life in God's economy is wherever the Holy Ghost flows with no resistance. That's why our job is to remove all the cholesterol that prevents the flow of the Holy Ghost into you.
Yeah.
A lot of folks have done things in their life that have tied them up in a bunch of junk that's preventing the Holy Ghost from flowing because they're thinking about a bunch of other stuff they got to deal with in the outer court.
Yeah.
That's why God is saying now, separate yourself from people that are distracting you. I don't care who they are. If they're not going where you're going, cut them. Cut them. It's imperative now that you extract yourself from this world at all costs. Husband, wife, kids, mother, father, I don't care who it is. If they're not going where you're going, cut them.
Amen.
Just don't use a knife. And remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
You got to remember now, Lot's wife had some kids back in Sodom and Gomorrah. He had some sons. I don't believe she cared too much about the son-in-laws or whoever, those the ones married to her daughters. But if you read the story correctly, they had some sons too. And I believe that's what made her look back. My boys, back in Sodom and Gomorrah. And she turned around and looked back and was petrified, turned into a pillar of salt, couldn't move. That's what will happen to you when you look back. You'll be non-progressive from that point on. You'll be stuck looking back at the world and caught up in it. You've got to get out of here now because judgment day has come. I'm going to show you why judgment day is here and it cannot be stopped. That breath of life you see here in Genesis chapter 2. It leaves you with a deadness inside of you when God leaves. When you sin, you cut off the breath of life and you got a dead soul. Your spirit man is cut off. God's presence is not permeating your soul, so you got a dead soul. So when a dead soul is out here walking, you know what the dead soul does? What's it going to do? Now the life of God is gone now. What's that dead soul searching for? Huh? I'm looking for life. But I won't serve God. I'm sinning against him and rebelling against him. So I know I can't find life from God. You got to find a replacement. So you know what you look for? Pseudo life. And pseudo life is defined as? What's pseudo life in the world? And you're searching as a dead soul. Huh?
Pleasure.
Entertainment.
Religion.
Drugs. Alcohol. Pornography. Sex. That's the search for life. And as long as you refuse God, you keep searching and going deeper. Looking for something else. You don't start off just smoking crack and shooting heroin. You start off smoking a joint. Then you went deeper. See, everything goes deeper because you're searching for life. And the temporal stimuli of the world can't satisfy you. Because the void in you is a God void. So how can you fill up eternal things with temporal things? See, an eternal vacuum has no essence to it. It has no volume to it.
Yeah.
Only God can fill eternity because God is eternal. And you got an eternal vacuum in you trying to throw in time and space criteria into a world that has no substance, no essence to it. You're throwing God, you're throwing temporal stuff into a bottomless pit. So you need more. That's why you become insatiable. Because everything I'm load myself with is not doing what? It's not satisfying me. Because the void is eternal. It's not temporal. Look at the people in Hollywood and these singing stars. Look at Rihanna. Look at Beyonce. Look at Jay-Z. Why are they always doing something? You worth $500 million. Why are you still trying to do something? What are you trying to look for now? The vacuum. When they're up there, when Beyonce's up there singing, it's not the audience needing her. She needs the audience. I need their applause. I need them to appreciate me. Why? Because what I've done to get here is so debased and detestable, I escape from what I become by pretending that you worship me and you adore me, and I'm something special to you. And I'm just appreciated by all of you because I know instinctively within myself the price I paid to get up here. And I can't afford to think about it. I can't afford to acknowledge it because it's too depressing. So they smoking dope, they drinking liquor, they sipping syrup, they doing all this stuff because they got to deal with the fact that I was bent over a producer's desk as a man, being a rapper, being sodomized to get here. So now I got to come on stage high and drunk and crazy, not dealing with what I did to get up here that you don't know about.
Yeah.
And what happens, the young people see the adulation and identify with the worship when they got voids in them. See, they're trying to identify with singing stars and rappers and actresses and actors because they got the same vacuum. Yeah. And if I could just be like them, then I would be appreciated too. You ever seen a young girl, highly depreciated, searching for somebody to care about them? That's a pitiful thing. That's a pitiful thing. Because you always go to the worst drag trying to be appreciated. Because, you know, if I got low self-esteem, then anybody's going to seem better than me. And then they acting like they want you so bad and they're just using you. And once they get through kicking you in the teeth, you drag on off to the next one to kick you in the teeth again. And it goes on and on forever. All because I won't come to the Lord Jesus Christ to be made what?
Whole.
The vacuum in me. Searching. Ever endlessly searching as a nomad to fulfill something in me that can only be filled by God. It's the God seed. I need the Lord to fill this hole in my longing heart. And to make me whole again so I can be all right and not need validation from the outside of me. It's pitiful to watch it, but that's exactly what's happening now. So you got a dead soul. The presence of the Holy Ghost is gone. What is salvation? It's only the reoccurrence of what you just saw in Genesis chapter 2. It is re-inspiration. You saw he breathed into Adam the breath of life and he became a living soul. When you receive Jesus, you know what happens again? He breathes back into you again and he resuscitates you. He brings you alive from the
dead.
The Holy Ghost came back. That's why you feel that spark in your belly where your spirit is and your spirit man comes alive again. And man, you came back from the dead back to life. If you don't have that experience, guess what hasn't happened to you? You haven't been born again. So you became religious and you just mentally ascend to the experience, but you haven't been born again. So you can't live this life because you haven't been re-inspired. You got to be resuscitated by God. You got to be re-inspired. The breath of life has to be breathed back into you again. That's what salvation really is. And the way to make a way for God to breathe back into you is to turn from his enemies by repenting, 180 degrees turning, and coming to Jesus. And God, when he sees you turn to Jesus, will dispatch the Holy Ghost to breathe afresh in you. Because he's not breathing on you. He's breathing on the Lord in you. Because you received him by covenant in a relationship. What's happening down here right now? God's power and what God is going to do and how he can do it is on display. And I'm going to show you how. The World Health Organization, the WHO, right now, reports worldwide there's 40 to 50 million abortions per year. 40 to 50 million babies are aborted worldwide per year. That's 125 babies aborted per day. In the United States, there are 3,000 babies a day murdered. Worldwide, since 1980, there have been 1,409,520,117 abortions. Since 1973, black abortions alone, 17,653,721 dead black babies. In the United States, since 1973, 58 million murdered children through abortion. What is that? The reason why you see the abortions being committed is the devil understands God's power. He needs that much bloodletting to allow his demonic elements to have a portal to come across to contend with the church. These are blood sacrifices made to Satan to allow portals to open to let the demons and the fallen angels across from the spirit to the natural world. He's got a bloodbath going on, offering up babies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week worldwide. 40 to 50 million babies a year are butchered as a sacrifice unto the devil. And he got the world believing it's an abortion or some medical procedure. It's just Moloch from the Old Testament receiving child sacrifices all day. Portals open up from the spirit world through blood sacrifices in the natural world. The blood sacrifice of Jesus one time on the cross opened up a portal for the Holy Ghost to come across. One sacrifice, the Holy Ghost dispatched. The devil's answer is butchering hundreds of millions of babies, over 1.4 billion babies killed, to allow for the demonic army to contend with Jesus to come across to the natural realm. That's what we're fighting against. That's why the atmosphere feels so funny down here. That's why people are losing their mind and the kids are fighting in school and beating up teachers and stabbing teachers and killing folk now. It's why the drug trade is everywhere and pornography and homosexuality is so blatant. Because the portals are opened up. The gates of hell have opened up. Jesus talked about the gates of hell shall not prevail against me. Yeah. He's talking about portals. Man. The gateways that hell is using to come across, they will not prevail against me. Yeah. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, the portals of hell, shall not prevail against me.
Amen.
That's why the blood sacrifices are being made. As God gets closer to extracting the invisible man, the spirit man, as he gets to a people that are sanctified, seeking to be spiritual and not carnal, as you forsake everything, including this foolishness we talked about today, which is just carnal foolishness, as you walk away from everything and you're powered up to contend with his enemies, that's why the atmosphere is so ferocious now. There's a war going on. That's why Republicans and Democrats are in a frenzy. That's why the political spectrum is so crazy. There's a spiritual war going on. Why? It's about the extraction of the spirit people. The spirit has come alive and God is extracting his people. Anytime God moves to extract his people from the environment, you get a volatile response. This is the force we're pitted against. What is God's answer for us? Give him a body. Present your body as the sacrifice. Give it to him. Don't fight. Presenting your body as a sacrifice does one thing. It gives him full access to your spirit. You lay it on the altar. Don't contend with the environment. Don't try to prove points. Go back to the process. We forsake the process so easily. The same thing that got you over here is the same thing that must keep you here. If you want to get in shape, don't think about running. Run. If you want to get in shape, don't think about exercising. Exercise. If you want your abs flat, don't think about doing the sit-ups. Do them. You want to tone up your body, don't think about lifting weights. Lift them. You see how people will stop and contemplate and think about what they need to do and never do it. This mechanics, don't think about fasting. Fast. It's going to separate you from the people. Don't think about praying. Pray. Don't think about singing praise and worship. Sing it. Don't think about bathing your mind and your soul with messages that will actually forge you. Play, put those earpieces on it and drive down the street pounding your soul with what you need to change. I don't just run across Berkeley and the messages. I listen to them all day. All day. I got my earbuds in all day long. It's no telling what I might tell you walk up on me. Because I'm always sit on green. You know. You gotta stay armed and extremely dangerous. You better not talk to me. You better be careful what you say to me, man. Cause I would have loaded with Berkeley dinner. I already had crazy. And boy, somebody just triggered. All of a sudden, you turn on them. You don't know what you go. Everything went black. I don't know what happened. Because see, you stand always lit up, always feeding yourself with something spiritual. You're singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. If I'm not listening to messages, I got the praise and worship playing in my ear. And your mind will begin to hear these songs play in your mind. Now think about that compared to foolishness like hip hop and rap. You got spiritual songs just permeating your soul. I exalt the Lord. I hear sounds of angels singing. Praise looks good on you. All that is pounding your soul all day long, until you sleep and you can hear it playing. And you wake up in the morning, the songs turn on in your head. You're becoming spiritual. Your mind is lifting up from here. You don't think about down here. So there's no challenge for me to stand here and tell you what I'm telling you. I live this. I don't have to think up anything to say. This is all I got. See, when it's all you have to tell somebody, you don't have to think anymore because I got nothing else. You are what you eat. If all you feed yourself on is spiritual things, you will be a spiritual person and you'll always be set on green in any endeavor God presents before you because God can pick you up at his discretion and use you as he sees fit because you put yourself through doing the mechanics in a place to always be ready. That's why when people start talking about soulless things, like this foolishness, like rap and all that, that is so distant from you that I'm addressing it this one time this morning, but watch me go on from this from here on out. I'm doing it for these young people. We recorded this message, so if somebody got somebody in this realm, that's why I do it. You can give them this. Well, they come to you, well, what do you think about G. Craig Lewis? Here, listen to this right here. The invisible man, listen to this. And then come back and talk to me. See, I can eliminate a whole bunch of talking you got to do because the message will do the job for you. And then you can double back and deal with the folks. We try to eliminate conversation. We're doing you a favor. Cutting out a lot of talking on your behalf. Listen to this, man. This will answer every question you got. If you don't see them after that, you know they went for real. See, it's going to begin to filter out a bunch of time wasters. You don't need time wasters now. There's an invisible man operating in you, and that man is feeding himself on the word of God, praise and worship, and spiritual things. That's what it's all about. You don't want to be in the flesh. You don't want to be in your soul. The Father seeks those that worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus is the truth. It's a nature of truth. It's not just knowing truths. It's the person truth, Jesus. You got to have him enthroned in your life for the Holy Ghost to permeate you. The Holy Ghost doesn't come on you and me. The Holy Ghost only comes on Jesus. to the degree that you receive him and submit and commit to him, he'll fill you because you're decreasing and allowing the Lord to increase. That's the key to your success. It's time to come all the way out in order to come all the way in. John the Baptist says, I must decrease for the Lord to increase. Man, this thing right here is a trick. If you look at the schematic things of the devil, a lot of these folk that get caught up in it, they don't even know what they're doing, but they got their flesh. The flesh is doing it.
Yeah.
And I love what Berkeley then says. The flesh can make an excuse about anything and justify itself. The man says, I'm going out here to see a stripper. I need to go down here to learn more about what to preach about. I'm going to go look at this stripper to see exactly what's going on so I have some more ammunition from the pulpit. Then he sat there and something entered him. That's why you don't keep feeding on ministry about hip hop, because something will enter you. You meditate on it too much. You're thinking about this junk too much. And it's not even anything that even matters, this hip-hop stuff. What is this doing to actually grow you in grace and get you close to the Lord and edify you and bring you into a heavenly place and to know more about God? But folks still trapped in it. Right now, I'm their enemy. You don't understand, man. You don't understand. You see, you don't understand it, man. You got to reach the youth. How'd they reach the youth in 1933? How'd they reach the youth in 2001? How'd they reach the youth back in 833? This first century, how'd they reach the youth?
The power of the Holy Ghost.
The gospel.
The gospel.
It's the foolishness of preaching that saves a person. That's why the Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to whomever will believe it. It was given to the Jew first, and now it's for the Greek. It doesn't change. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. You don't need any kind of new way of doing anything. Get full of the Holy Ghost and preach the gospel. He told Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and authority. Is the invisible man that God is forging into a bride for Christ. And it's your job and mine to stand against any contaminating elements that are going to undermine the bride. Spots and blemishes, wrinkles have to be ironed out. Blemishes have to be washed off. Spots have to be scrubbed away. Because, hey, you got to have a perfected bride. You got to stand at that gate and disallow anything that's contaminating the bride. Worldly people, soulish people, fleshly people, emotional people can't even understand what I'm saying. I'm totally foreign to them, what I'm saying. But when you hunger and thirst after a real relationship with Jesus, you'll be able to identify the character traits and attributes of Jesus, and you'll be drawn to him magnetically. Because I'm through. See, a person won't understand you when you tell them, man, you don't get it. I'm through with it, man. I'm through with it. Any woman been in a bad relationship, she knew when she was through with that guy. See, don't talk to me anymore. No sense in you can cry a river. You don't understand, bro. I'm through. I'm through with you. But why don't, ain't no why no, why nothing? Ain't no counseling, ain't nothing. I'm through with you. Through. This is dead zone. When you got that dead zone inside of you, are you through with it? But ain't no doubling back. Ain't no coming back. Ain't no memories and none of that stuff. I'm through. And when you are through with the world, ain't nothing anybody can do with you, because you don't understand, man. I'm through. That's my past. I'm through. It's dead to me. And now you got the way made straight for progression. When you turn your back on the world and walk away from it full force, but you're going somewhere. You don't know where yet, but you're going somewhere. Because you made up your mind, for you, I'm through with it. So you can't be deceived when you're through with the world. The devil's banking on the nuances and the little idiosyncrasies that you still enjoy in the world to get a hold of you. And you got to make up your mind, for you, I'm not going back. I'm not looking back. Whoever wants to be lost, I can't stop that. What the church needs to do now, it needs to ramp it up. We need to keep ramping it up higher. It's people sitting right here that's really fasting for real. See, you can't look at a crowd and understand what other folk are doing looking at the crowd. It's some people that mean business for real. They're not even conscious of you or me. They're doing what they do because it's their thing now. They done been through the religious circus and they made up their mind before God, you know what, God? I mean business and I'm going to do what I got to do to make it in. They're not with anybody. They're in this thing, it's them and the Lord now. You'll get fellowship based on how many people are like that they can fellowship. There won't be any confusion amongst them. No debates, no arguments, no strife, because it's between me and the Lord. Now, it's not between me and you. I haven't said nothing to you because it's not between me and you. It's between me and the Lord now. I'm not even conscious of you. When you like that, man, you become invincible. It's the invisible part of you he's after. Forget this flesh made from dust. Forget that living soul that's inspired by the spirit. Because if your spirit man gets right, the soul will always be attached to the spirit man. You get that spirit man right, and outflowing from you, you'll see the essence of who you are. But if it's inflow, the contaminated soul man is evident. Pride is evident. Debate is evident. Trying to prove your point is evident. See, all those attributes are indicative of a soulish man. I'm trying to make my point. Anybody that attacks me, I get offended by it and try to debate with them and argue. That's a soulish man. If it's not personal, if a person walks in there right and says, I don't agree with anything you're saying. Hey, bro, that's fine with me. Want to go get a cup of coffee after this, man? See, because it don't matter to you. Nobody's called to agree with me. I don't need validation. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. I get phone calls all the time, y'all, all week long with people not agreeing with me and telling me stuff. And then I say, well, look, man, somebody's right and somebody's wrong. I believe what I believe and I'm not changing. God has every right to destroy me and send me to hell. Can you say the same thing? Well, bro, we're not getting all that now. Whoa. I thought you knew what you're saying is true and you're convinced and I'm wrong. So I'm saying I give God the right to destroy me tonight and send me to hell because I'm not changing one inch what I believe. Can you say the same thing? Bro, I think you kind of proud. No, we ain't talking about all that, man. You call me absolutely assured of what you're saying and it being right. So God can destroy you if you're wrong, correct? Because you're right. So you got nothing to worry about. Clown. A clown. See, all this old clown stuff got to go away, man. We got to come to this word correct. Like I used to tell you in the military, boy, you come in my office, you better come correct, boy. Before you knock on that door, you better be correct. Your uniform better be immaculate, and you better report to my desk correct. You understand me? Yes, sir. You got to come to God correct, or don't come at all. The invisible man is a disciplined man. The invisible man is a man of faith. See, what you got to understand, sitting in a woman's body, there's an invisible man in you. Forget the gender. If we pulled everybody's spirit out of their body, we would look at any gender. People say, well, will you be a woman in heaven? You won't have women's sexual organs. You might look like a woman as we define one, but you'll be genderless. The Bible says you'll be like the angels. And nobody's going to be raping nobody in heaven. Nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So the spirit man is ordered by God in the physical vessel to conduct yourself according to the vessel he put you in. But it's genderless. So he puts you in a female body, he's telling that genderless spirit to actually have dominion over a female vessel. So there's no homosexuality in God. Because he put a spirit that's genderless in a female vessel. So the spirit in that vessel got to align itself with the vessel. Now if there's a contaminator coming in, it's going to have you thinking you a man in your soul, feeling like a man. You know, trying to dress like a man, trying to grow a beard. That's telling me a contaminator is coming to your soul and misaligned your spirit. The functionality from your spirit to your body has been misaligned to your soul. And now you got a contaminator that must be dismissed. Flush out the demon and then do what? Transform and reformat the soul to align itself with the spirit that you are. So you're a spirit in a female body. Now we got to clean the soul so the spirit, soul, and body align itself straightforwardly. What the devil does, he comes in, he misaligns the soul. He takes it out of the equation and perverts it. So now you got a spirit that's blocked from showing forth himself in, through your body. And the devil has this misaligned, perverted soul that he's living through. Cussing at you, twerking, smoking a cigar, and you're a woman drinking hard liquor. But you go out to dinner in Atlanta, women can drink some hard liquor, boy. I was looking at women sitting at the restaurant, at the bar and stuff. They be drinking a hard liquor. I'm thinking, man.
Finish it off.
And be ordering another one. Barkeep. Don't you say bartender, barkeep. That sounds like a Western, don't it? Barkeep. Hit me again.
Keep it coming.
I'm thinking, what? Just leave the bottle. What?
Just leave the bottle.
Women in Atlanta could drink some hard liquor, Jack. There's some hard liquor drinking women.
Man.
And walk out straight. Don't even be drunk. Walk out.
No.
I'm thinking, God, man, you ain't even drunk. What's doing it? They become a tough man inside. Tell a guy, I drank you under the table. You just don't know. Then I laugh at you. You can't hold your liquor, can you, boy?
Like I'm shooting.
This thing here crazy. Vodka. Give me a vodka and orange juice. Bring me some Jack Daniels over here. Then bring me some. I'm thinking, what? And they be drinking that. Bring me a 7-7. Bring me some Seagram. Bring me some Crown Royal. I'm thinking, they gonna kill themselves. They drank themselves to death. They drunk. They walk out to the car. Bring my car around. Jump in the car. Drive off. Totally sober. Thank you. This thing here, man. You been thinking, somebody gonna marry you? Big old rough, thuggish, pretty girls too. That would get you to even think that would be pretty girl. Hard liquor drinking pretty girl. This thing here done gone off the deep end. But it's a soulish misalignment. Your spirit is what he's after. An invisible part of you. These messages are not designed to enthrall people and entertain them and make them laugh and jump. It's a discipline designed to forge you into a new creation. Everything in you that's in God's way has to be removed out of the way. God wants to come on our spirit, man. He wants to flow from my spirit, man, through a cleansed soul. And that this word we're preaching is doing that. There are people who had gone for the hokey duck with all this hip-hop and rap stuff. They woke up this morning. They saw it this morning. They said, you know what? That makes sense right there, man. I see it, man. I ain't going for the hokey duck. I see it. That's trick. I see that trick, man. Let me get out of here. Some folk going to be, I don't see it like that. You know, you still love the world. You still love the flavor of Kanye West and all them. You're still Tupac-ing and still Lil Wayne in it. But those that really know God are going to be strong and do exploits. It's time for the invisible man to come forth. If you would, stand to your feet, please. The invisible man, an unseen essence in you, an esoteric you. A breath. Man, imagine that. You're a breath, man. That's amazing, isn't it? God is spirit. God is a breath. You know, God is really a breath, but he lives in a spiritual body. When Jesus returned after being resurrected, he didn't come down here as a spook. He came down here in a resurrected form of his former self because he still had holes in his hands. He still has the scars. I believe he has the scars forever on him. He walks around in heaven right now with a scarred body to let everybody know. Ain't gonna be no more sacrifices. Ain't gonna be no round two of this now. The price has been paid. You act crazy up here if you want to. But hopefully all that'll be expunged. Not hopefully, it will be expunged from personality, because after you've been through this hell right here, you ain't gonna want to go through this hell no more. We're being filtered through the devil to live forever and not have to go back through this mess again. The invisible man is who God is after. Lord, right now, if these words be true, I'm asking you right now to confirm your words with signs following. You said that you'll confirm your words with signs following. I'm not going to exert any effort to have you confirm your word because you said you confirm your word with signs following. It's not upon me to work up anything. I'm not a magician. I'm not some kind of a sorcerer. But if what I'm saying is true, and if you are going to verify and validate what you say via the Holy Spirit, then the promise is you worked everywhere with them, confirming their words with signs following. In the name of Jesus, right now, anywhere, God, that entities are trying to thwart the development of these individuals and those listening by live stream, let your power come upon those entities. I'm talking about spiritual demonic entities that are trying to malign and misalign and frustrate the progression of your people towards you. It's some folk that want to go home, that want to really be renewed, that want to really be sanctified and regenerated. Yes. Let your power come from heaven down through these words and engage their spirit, man. Drive off every entity that's contaminating the soul.
Yes.
The works of the flesh.
Yes.
The works of the things the devil has done to try to hinder us. The pride of life. The lust of the eyes. All these conduits and doorways into the soul. God, expunge every element that has come into our lives to try to thwart us. Our spirit men need to come up and alive in us. It needs to be a new day, God. A day of resurrection, a day of restoration, a day of bringing back alive that which was dead. The Bible says you're the God that resurrects the dead.
Yes.
It's time to come out from the dead to live. Right now in Jesus' name, I drive off every unclean spirit. If you're an unclean spirit within the sound of my voice, whether you hear it or in live stream, the power of God comes upon you right now to confront you right where you are. And I pronounce a curse over you. I reach through these parents here to the children of these parents. And I curse every unclean spirit and every child represented here. I pronounce a perpetual curse on you. Let this curse be perpetual. Let it be everlasting and always in power. I'm pronouncing from my voice a perpetual curse on the unclean spirits. In Jesus' name, I enforce this curse with power. The power of the Holy Ghost comes against an unclean spirit, a dirty spirit, a perverted spirit, a filthy spirit. Everything the devil tries to bring alive, I curse it in Jesus' name. All perversion, pornography, masturbation, the filth of the devil, I curse you. And God, I'm asking you to bring power to bear to drive off these entities where they work themselves into the very fiber and elements of the human life. Invisible contaminators that are trying to thwart the progression of God's people. Folk in their hearts want to get out, but there's this unseen barrier, this unseen entity. There's something around me that's trying to stop me. I'm trying to take two steps forward, but I get pushed back two steps. I'm trying to move forward, but I get this resistance in front of me. In the name of Jesus, God, move these barriers. Move these barriers. Identify them and move them in Jesus' name. This is the intercession of Jesus Christ, the intercession of the saints on behalf of those that are bound. You said you came to set at liberty those that are bound. Lord, we got a world down here that's going to hell in a handbasket. Somebody's got to get free. Somebody's got to be liberated to become a liberator. Somebody got to do the job. Set the church people free. In Jesus' name. in the name of Jesus. This is a filthy world, a dirty world, a contaminated world. And it's driving people into madness now. It's driving people into insanity now. And only you, God, can destroy these yokes of bondage. The devil has come in, like Berkeley said, with a vacuum has been created. God, purge the threshing floor, purge the avenue of expression. We need you, God, to express yourself through human vessels. We have this treasure, we have this power in human vessels. Lord, have mercy on our souls. Lord, do a new thing, do a fresh work. Bring alive from the dead the people of God. In the name of Jesus, do it, God. Do it, God. Do it, God. God, do it. Do it, God. Because you can, I know you will. I know you will. Go and save these kids. These kids' minds are contaminated by the powers of hell. They went to hell to try to get some kind of acceptance, validation, some type of a fruitfulness, only to find destruction, decadence, and total disarray, perversion everywhere from hell. It's time, God, to lift this curse off the human race. Look at the folks. Look at these TV shows. Look at these movies. Look at the pornography. Look at them raising up porno stars and perverts as media presentations of manhood and womanhood. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now everything has become ridiculous as we look around. This is insanity. Empire, Mary Jane, scandal. I mean, you got Whoopi Goldberg giving advice, Raven Simone giving counsel. This is crazy. We're looking at stuff that is absolutely insane, and it's inundating the world with perversion and craziness. And we need people to be extracted totally. Return the remnant to fasting. Return the remnant to prayer. Return to the remnant to meditating on your word. Return the remnant to pure praise and worship. Return the remnant to a sold out condition of edification. Solely meditating on God. Solely concentrating on God alone. Return the remnant to a place of sobriety. Destroy the yokes of the devil off of every person's mind. Break the bondages of Satan that have tried to thwart people. Deliver us from evil like you promised to do. The Bible says deliver us from evil. It's an evil place down here. And the devil's at work to destroy people. In Jesus' name, every yoke of bondage that tries to wrap itself around her life, in the name of Jesus, this is a spirit being right here. And God, right now, we speak words of edification, exhortation, and comfort to our spirit. In Jesus' name, every bondage the devil's tried to bring in her life from childhood, right now, every curse coming through her bloodline, her mother, her father, I don't care who it is, anything wrapping itself around her soul that's trying to stop her from progression, even if she's not aware of it, even if it's unconscious, right now in Jesus' name, I speak to that thing and I command you to loose her soul in Jesus' name and let her go free. Witchcraft divined on her life. I curse you. Words spoken over her to thwart her. Mental things projected at her. I thwart you. I destroy this yoke. The Bible says the yoke shall be taken from off of your neck because of the anointing. The anointing breaks a yoke. God, let resurrection power come alive and do the job. Where men can't do it, the power of God will do it. Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. She's not what you say she is. She's what God says she is. Break that yoke. Break that yoke. Break that yoke. Soul ties, I break that yoke. Men that have done things, I break that yoke. The yoke of the Jezebel spirit, I break that yoke right now in Jesus' name. You're going to be just like your mama. The spirit that came to her from her mama right now, I break that yoke. Break this yoke. Your mama dead, now I'm coming looking for you to inhabit you. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Send your word, send your power, and break this yoke. All you demonic elements, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave right now. Leave right now.
Life, God, life.
Leave right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Leave right now.
Jesus.
Lesbianism, leave right now.
Jesus.
Lesbianism, leave. I curse you. Oral sex spirits, leave.
Jesus.
Perverted sex and porno, leave.
Jesus.
I curse you. Get out of here right now. Get out of here right now. Get out of there. Get out of there. Get out of there. Get out of there. The hatred of men, leave. The hatred of women, leave. All perversion, leave. All sexual perversion, leave right now. I don't care what she's done. You get out of there. Get out of there. Get out of there. Anything in our organs, you leave. In our sexual organs, get out of there. Right, get out of there right now. Anything housed in our sexual organs, you loose yourself and get out of there. Get out of there. Come up and out of there. Get up out of there. Get out of there. Get out of there. All of you, get out of there. We break this hole. Break this hole. In Jesus' name. God, wherever there's resistance to your word and the power of God, move those resistors right now. It's time for a breakthrough. We got to break out of this. We got to move to another place. It's time to move to another place in God. Higher ground. Can we move up to higher ground? A higher place in God. A higher place in God. The same old religious stuff. It's time to move on to another place. Same discussions. Same posts on the internet. Same Instagram pictures. Same messages. Same stuff. It's got to be some higher ground. Some higher ground. Can we just find some higher ground? Right now, God, all barriers in our life, in the name of Jesus, anywhere there's a stronghold, I break that stronghold right now in Jesus' name. Any yokes put on her through soul ties, illegitimate yokes wrapped around her, I curse you in Jesus' name. I command you the lift up over her life right now in Jesus' name. these unseen forces that's got her limited and cursing her, I break that yoke. Break this yoke. Break this yoke. Break this yoke. Break this yoke. Come up off of her right now in Jesus' name. Come up off of her in Jesus' name. God, send your power coursing through this vessel, and every yoke, take it and break it. Anything living in her organs, her sexual organs, come up out of there right now. You're not going to dig in. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. Come up. Come out. Come up. Come out of there. 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 Break that power. And heal any damage done to her physical body right now in Jesus' name. Break this yoke. Come on up out of there. Come up out of there. Come up out of, come up out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. You will come up. Witchcraft. Come on, that Jezebel spirit. Come on up out of there. Witchcraft. Sexual witchcraft. Come on, come on. I use her body to get what I want. Uh-huh, yeah, you do, you do. Oh, come on up out of there. Come on up out of there. Come out of there. Come on up out of there. Rejection. Come on up, come out of there. Come up out of there. Shut your mouth and come out of there. Shut your mouth and come out of there. Come on. Come on, come on. Come out of there. Come on. Come on. Come on out of there. Come on. Come on. God, break this yoke. Break this yoke. Break this yoke. No more hiding out. No more lurking in the shadows. We're confronting the devil this morning. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. Get up out of there. Get out of there. All demonicness, come up out of there. Come on. Get up out of there. Stronghold, come on. Get out of there. Strong man, move out of the way. Loose here. Loose here. Loose here. We cast you out in Jesus' name. Loose here. Loose here. Loose here. We're not playing with you. All this mental anguish, psychological damage, low self-esteem, shame, guilt, condemnation. I'm ashamed of myself. How did I get way over here doing this mess? Come up out of there. Come on. Come on up from the root. Shame. Guilt. Condemnation. Got me hiding behind a false personality. Come on up out of here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Regret. Come on. Regret. I regret this. Come on up out of here. Break these yokes. Break these yokes off of the human soul, God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, take the church to a higher place. Heal the sick. Drive out the demons. Baptize in the Holy Ghost and fire. Let's just go to another place. We've been hanging around this place too long, God. Same old stuff, same old discussions. It's time for another place in God. Break these yokes in Jesus' name. Move through live stream. Break the yokes off of people in live stream. Break the yokes in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we'll thank you for it. We'll give the praise and honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.